Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker, and I'm coming to you from the woods and a little campground that's just south of Glacier National Park. So I'm almost to the Canadian border. I've got a bus update, but I'm going to put that at the end because I know a lot of you don't care about that part of it. You want to hear about men's issues and men's stuff and being a bachelor. For me, being a bachelor is being kind of independent and doing your own thing and being free from the man. But not all of you can be free from the man. So, and I'm talking a little lower because I don't want to disturb nearby people and or wildlife. So recently I was listening to a YouTube video by Rolo Tomasi. And before I even get into it, I like Rolo. Rolo is like one of the godfathers of the manosphere. But he was talking a little bit about guys going their own way and bachelors. And he used a phrase that I think it exemplifies how some people think of us, which is, he said, hey, you know, if you're not into dating anymore, if you want to quit, if you're quitting and you're tapping out, I get it. And he said, but if you're giving up on this kind of stuff, or if you're giving up, and then he kind of went into another topic. But the thing that I think surprises people is when you say, no, I'm just living my own life and doing my own thing. Like having a woman by your side, having a family, that being a goal in life, like at least having a girlfriend, even if you're not into marriage and all that, having somebody by your side, a spouse, a partner, whatever, is so ingrained as an expectation that when you tell somebody, no, I'm a bachelor, I'm doing my own thing, and I love it, I'm really happy, they're almost surprised. The other thing that kind of bothers me a little bit that people do is when a woman says, no, I don't need no man, I'm just doing my thing and living my life and chasing my dreams, they say, oh, strong, empowered woman, oh, she's so courageous and she's so brave, and look at her going out and getting the world. But when a guy says he's doing it, it's, oh, who hurt you, or why he's some sort of hermit or loner, or like there's something wrong with him. Like it's literally been ingrained into society that men should have a woman and take care of a woman and take care of a family. And if they don't, there's something wrong with the guy. I want you guys on this video, at least, it's going to be a little shorter. I'm kind of off grid here, so I don't have a ton of juice for long editing and things like that. But I want you guys to realize that when you're out there doing your thing, you're going to get a lot of frowns, a lot of hate. People are going to say that you quit. People that are going to say that you've given up just because you don't want a family, or that they assume something's wrong with you, or you've been hurt and you can't handle the rejection, or something else. I think it's because it's been ingrained in society. And it's not, if you've walked away from women and you've walked away from dating and marriage, or even if you just walked away from any serious commitments, there's nothing wrong with that. And no one ever said you should put a woman, I mean, society says this, but nothing says you have to put a woman or a family at the center of your life. For me, it's travel. Some other guys have other passions. As a matter of fact, maybe while I'm talking here, I'll toss in some overlay of some of the drone footage that I took earlier today. And that way you don't, because this is pretty much just a talking head video. There's really nothing to see. So I guess I'll toss in some drone video over my audio here. But nothing ever says that you have to put a woman and family ahead of your life or in front of your life. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're going to be shamed and you're going to be given a hard time for that. Even from, I think, others accidentally, perhaps, in the manosphere. Maybe they just don't understand that the difference is, it's not that we necessarily don't want women or don't like women or don't want anything to do with them, although some of you are like that. It's more the fact that it's just not important. I mean, if you went to somebody and said, hey, are you a vegan? And they said no. And you said, well, what's wrong with you? You know, why are you like that? Did meat hurt you, or did vegetables hurt you, or something? Or, you know, it doesn't make any sense. The same thing as if I said, hey, to a buddy of mine or something, hey, you know, how I was really big into martial arts or boxing or whatever. Well, I got injured and I got hurt, And, you know, after taking a little time off, I realized that even though jiu-jitsu was kind of the center of my life, I've decided to go in a different direction and maybe do other things with my life instead of jiu-jitsu. Well, no one would ever say, why? But what's wrong with you? Society, why are you shunning society? Or why are you, you know, why do you have issues? And you'd be like, that doesn't make any sense because not everybody's into jiu-jitsu. But since society deems that men are supposed to take care of women and children, we're supposed to procreate, we're supposed to marry, we're supposed to provide, the minute you're not doing that, there's something wrong with you. But again, women can do it, and they're stunning and brave. So just a little takeaway for you guys that, you know, if you are doing your own thing, I mean, not that you have to talk about it. It's not like it's a topic like someone who is vegan, because you'll know they're vegan within the first five sentences of usually talking to them, or anytime you go to eat, they're going to make a big deal and a big speech about it usually. Not all of them, but a lot of them do. But if you're if you're kind of doing your own thing, and it happens to come up like it did with this guy that I was talking to earlier, don't be ashamed of it. Be happy about it. Be encouraged for the fact that you are strong enough to live your own life and do your own thing, and you don't need someone else to rely upon. You don't need somebody that supposedly has your back. You don't need a better half or another half. You can just do your thing. And yeah, it can sometimes get lonely, but very rarely very, very rarely. I can't remember the last time I was actually lonely. You're alone a lot. But if you have activities, if you have hobbies, I don't even have a lot of friends. I have a few, but they're all, you know, thousands of miles away. And I text and talk to them, but just having everyday conversations with people that are around me, like other people here at this campground, has been enough to kind of fill my meter of social activity. It's kind of ironic that I'm a guy that really likes being alone and in the woods and doing my own thing, but then I do YouTubes and YouTube videos for lots of people. So, in many ways, you guys are actually my community is my social interaction. You know, I put out a video, I have a conversation with myself. Hopefully you guys are feeling like I'm talking to you, because that's really how I see it. As a matter of fact, like even when I film myself, I have my camera on me, but it's in the selfie mode. So I'm seeing my own face. So I kind of pretend like I'm talking to somebody else. And then when you guys make comments, I try to go through and comment to some of them and read your thoughts on that. And believe it or not, that's really all the social interaction that I need. So as you go through, guys, keep your head up, keep your chin up. People are going to give you a hard time about this stuff. People may try to shame you. There may be times that you actually do feel a little bit lonely. And if that's the way you feel, usually what I say is that you either are needing some source of validation, some source of attention, somebody to that you want to, I don't know, that you want to interact with, maybe. But it seems to me that if I always have a hike that I want to do, something that I need to fix or repair, a bus to build, taking drone footage, doing my YouTube videos, picking out on a map where I'm going to go next, going kayaking. My next hunt is for a nice kayak to take with me. I always have something to do. And usually for me, I find that there's not enough time to do everything I want. When that's your life, you're not lonely anymore. You're alone, but you're not lonely because you've got so many things you want to do. And once you don't care about what other people think about you, when you're really in that place where you go, if everybody calls you a loser for being a loner, or everybody says you're an idiot because you don't have any friends or whatever, when you really don't give an F, that's where you're winning. That's where you really know, hey, you know what? I'm in a good place. No one can shame me. No one can make me feel like I'm lonely. Like you, there's this whole freedom. It's a whole freedom that's absolutely wonderful. All right, let me toss in. I don't have any fails of the day. I don't have any losses. I don't have any internet connection. As a matter of fact, you guys are going to be seeing this video probably several days after I film it and record it and get ready to upload. Cause I am hundreds of miles away from anything really. But I want to give you guys an update as far as my bus and what I've decided to do. The bus is great for the highway when she's behaving properly. I think what it is there, I looked underneath the bus again, and the oil leak that the one mechanic was supposedly supposed to fix it looks like it's blowing down across the top of the transmission, like the oil's blowing back across the top of the transmission, running down the backside, and then screwing with some of the sensors. So I think it's actually an oil problem. I looked around for a couple of garages while I was in Casper, Wyoming, and all of them said it was probably going to be a week to 10 days. I want to get to an international harvester, like an Allison repair shop, like a proper one. And thank you to the viewer that recommended that over on my Locals channel. So I'm going to do that, but the problem is it was going to take probably another week or two. And here I am, you know, I started in May. It was June 15th, or it is June 15th or 16th. And I'm like, I haven't even made it across the United States, let alone look for land, let alone enjoyed the wilderness and seen some of the areas around where I am, because I'm always screwing around with this damn bus. So what I decided to do is to tuck the bus into storage. I'm not quitting the old girl. I'm just tucking her away for now, and I've decided to downsize. I liquidated some of my Bitcoin, and I hated to sell it because I, in my feeling, it's going to go a lot higher. But you know what? I have it as a backup, and so I decided to use it. I'm going to show you what I'm going with instead. Those of you that have donated and said, hey, man, for your transmission or here's for the bus, I've got that all in a separate area. That is going to fix my transmission. So I didn't misappropriate your funds. It's definitely going to go into the transmission. But that's probably going to happen here at the end of the summer and maybe into the fall, or it may end up happening next spring. Right now, real estate is through the roof. Everywhere I'm looking, it is extremely expensive, and I'm looking for other opportunities. Or I may end up having to wait till next year when all these people that bailed out of cities and decided to buy property in the middle of nowhere, after they get to it and they realize, hey, I can't get Asian or pizza food delivered, and I can't go down to see the local movie, I don't like this, maybe let's go back and find another city. Hopefully when they have to sell their property that they bought with too much money, maybe I can come in and undercut them and get something on a deal. Right now, though, everything is just absolutely nuts. So that's what's going on with the bus. I tucked her away. And I also couldn't take it into many of the parks that I want to go to, at least. I like getting out of the way. I like picking dirt roads and going out in the middle of nowhere. And the bus just wasn't going to work with that, with the truck on the back end. And I didn't trust the bus enough to leave the truck behind, because then if the bus fails on me, I'm kind of stuck in the middle of nowhere. So she's in storage. Here's what I've decided to go with for now. What I did is I found a little used Bushwhacker. Now, as you guys know, I have my pickup truck here. It's a Ford. Ranger 4x4. And I ended up, let me get out of here so I don't have a big glare on my head. And I decided to go with that because the 4x4 is important to me. And I got a cap on the back here so I can store some stuff. Everything that was in the bus is now stuffed in the back end of this thing. So everything except for my solar panels and my lithium and my batteries and stuff like that. But as far as my food, my clothes, and my 12-gauge, all that stuff is all with me. And I've got my clothes drying on a line today because I washed those. But what I did is I went with a little Bushwhacker. Let me move far enough away where you guys can see this. This is a little Bushwhacker. It is literally a queen-size bed with about two shelves above it, and that's it. It's just a queen-size bed. So when you open the door, you have to take your shoes off inside the doorway, or you're going to get dirt all over your bed. But the big thing is it's got independent suspension. It's got big knobby tires on it. And I don't know if you can see or not. I'll show you the kitchen too while I'm back here. But it has nice, let me move this. It's got these nice, nice off-road, like almost like truck tires. You can stand on this. This is cold welded, and you can see I've got dirt all over it where I've been going over roads and trails and everything. But it's got a kayak rack or a something rack on the top there, and it's got a little air conditioner. Just swallowed a bug. Got a little air conditioner here on the side when you're plugged into shore power. 110, it'll run, but it also has a propane heater, and it's just a little tiny, like, it's got a bed. I got my drone here I've had out for the day. I took that out, so I've just got everything tossed around. It's just a queen-size bed. That's literally all it is. It's got a couple of speakers in there if I want to listen to my Bluetooth stuff, and air conditioner and a heater. That's about it. And a bed. And then back here, I just have a cooler, ice cooler, where I can put some cold drinks or some food. This is a sink, but the nice thing about this cord is that I can back away probably 10 feet away from it. I actually use this for my shower. So what I got to get a little portable shower. They have some, like you can get on Amazon or at other wildlife stores or outdoor stores. I just haven't been around a store to pick one up. But you can hook one up and put a solar bag, like a black bag, on top of the shower, and then you put it in the sunshine. It'll heat up, and you can kind of take a warm shower. This is ice cold. Last night, I think it was around 40, 45 degrees. So the water in the tank's freezing tonight or this morning. So I use the showers here at the campground. But when I'm out in the wild, I'll get a solar shower or something like that. So, or if I'm just really out in the wild by myself, you just take that thing and spray yourself off. It's almost like a car hose where you can, and it's got pretty good water pressure. So it's just got a little car hose on there. So I can stand back here and spray myself down, suds up, and clean myself up, and then rinse off, and then I'm done. You can't do that in a park like this because people don't like you standing around naked taking a shower out in public. But when you're off the trails, which is my plan, then I have that. And then the other thing I have is just a little grill here. I haven't even really fiddled with it, but it's just got a little grill here. And the propane heater, it will heat the unit if it gets really cold, but I've got enough blankets to take me down to 30 degrees. The propane there will give me a little something if I want to cook. Mostly, I mean, I've never been, like, I enjoy food. Like, I'll go out and get some sushi that I absolutely love. I just have a thing for sushi. And I've eaten pretty well while I was about out and about in towns and things. But when I get out like this, what I do is I just grab a bunch of cans of, like, the peel top soup. And then when I make a little campfire at night, I just set the soup on the rim of it and kind of heat it up in the can. Not the condensed stuff, but like the chunky, like fully prepared. And I just set it on the edge of the fire for a little bit and warm up the can where it's kind of warm to the touch. Set it on the table, eat away. And there's even been days where I haven't been able to make a fire because it was too windy. And I just ate the soup cold. Like, it's not a thing for me. So that's kind of the direction that I've decided to go for now, is where I can go off-road. I'm tiny. This trailer is only 13 feet, which is like, what, 4.2 meters? Is that right? Yeah, 4.2 meters long, something like that. 4.3 meters long. So it goes everywhere. It's gone over massive bumps, and I've taken down 4x4 or four-wheel drive roads, and I'm much happier this way. When I backpacked around the world, I found that being mobile and being able to go wherever I want was amazing, and I loved it. And so I wanted to kind of go back to that. The bus is still a great idea, but the vision I had for the bus was just driving it, you know, finding a town or an area or something scenic that I love, and I went, wow, it's beautiful here, and then look around and finding a couple of acres. Never in my life have I seen a couple of acres of land going for hundreds of thousands of dollars. It makes no sense to me. I mean, it does make sense, but because of the market right now is all screwed up. But I just cannot pay. I mean, I can't pay that kind of money for a couple of acres of land, because I've just pictured, oh, I'll pull the bus on it, and then I'll live off the bus. And then while I'm doing that, I can live in the bus while I'm building a cabin or building a house or something like that. Just not going to work with the prices right now. So then my choice is, well, do I want to just sit around and try to make it from city to city in truck stop after truck stop? Or do I want something that's small enough that I know that's going to run well, that I can count on, that I can just go out and when I get to an area, find a dirt road that goes off to the middle of nowhere and crawl into the back of this thing, throw in a little movie on my laptop and go to sleep. And that's the direction I've decided to go. So the old girl isn't away forever. She's just tucked away for now in Casper, Wyoming, and I'll get back to her at some point during the summer. But for now, I'm going to be ramming the roads, and I'll take some drone footage as I can. I'll take some pictures. I'll be putting that up on my Instagram. I'll put some stuff over on my bus channel. But I found most of my bus channel, even though I've put videos up there, most of the people that watch that are you guys that go over there and say, hey, I'll check out his travel channel. So maybe I'll just start putting them here on my bachelor channel, because, you know, it is kind of bachelor lifestyle, and I don't know. I'll get all that figured out. So, guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, don't let people shame you. Don't let people make you feel like you've quit or that you're a loser just because you've decided not to live the life that everybody else or most everybody else does. Take your own path in life. Be proud of it. Be happy with it. I think if you stick with it and you get to a really good headspace, you'll find that you don't need anyone. And that's not to say that you don't date. I mean, I'd go out on a date if I ever found anybody, you know, out here in the woods, and this cute girl comes hiking through the woods and wants to go on a date with me. Hey, I'd take her out on a date or two or three or whatever, you know, have a little bit of fun. It's just that's not your priority in life. As a matter of fact, that's not even a secondary. It's kind of like, it's like finding free food. You're like, meh, okay, yeah, this looks pretty good. And it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy it. It just means you don't have to make it a central part of your life, and you don't have to let people shame you for doing so.